assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Look at me when I talk to you.
Put moron number two on the phone.
You can't say past that melon.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
I feel good.
Of course you feel good. The sun's shining on the best city in the world. And I'm here again at the Triple MCG. Here yesterday, here today, here tomorrow. I might as well see Foxy and get a bloody apartment.
Exactly.
That's the amount of time I'm spending here at the minute. But I'm looking forward to, of course, Sydney and the Pies. But before that, a couple of the best hours you'll ever hear. Miguel, your man.
Yes.
Shortly. I think he's in the house, so we're ready for Miguel to come in and tell us about not only his amazing new show, but what he's been up to, Ready, Steady, Cook.
That's it.
And then Friday Brag Artist, of course, the Guernsey Cash, 10 grand.
Yep.
We're going to have a look at the, well, I hope, Rabs, it'll be the remaining games of the round, but what I suspect it'll be is tonight, and then Fat might just focus on one other game because that's all he ever does.
Exactly.
And that'll be the end of that. Glenn Boss.
Awesome.
Massive idiot file, some feedback with the beautiful Hose Mary.
Yes.
And then epoxy joke, and how could you ask for a better show than that? As I say, hello to you, Balloon Head.
G'day, Jimmy boy. Good to see you down there in the Zoom. Hey, good crowd last night. Didn't you love
good
that?
Crowd.
Beautiful
good
night.
Crowd.
Bit of wind just around.
Beautiful. Yes.
But, oh, you got a sandwich. You're right.
Yeah, I got a sandwich. Well done.
83,881. And a sixth consecutive win by 6 points or under for the Blues. So they're doing a Collingwood, really, aren't they?
Mm-hmm,
Collingwood
yes.
are very good at that.
Yep.
And Carlton are 2-0. Richmond are 0-2. And
they weren't the worst last night, Richmond. With three injuries, they actually braved it out.
They were good.
Well,
but I'm saying 2-0, 0-2. And 10 teams haven't even played yet.
Played yet.
And they're 0-2 already. It's just weird how it's all worked. Mm. G'day, Rabbits.
Then they've got some three-timers that are now getting their ruffles feathered. They would have been smarting that they had their lowest coloured last week. Their colours lowered last week, so I'm expecting
their ruffles feathered.
Yeah.
It's Isaac Smith just jumping all over Joey in his second game. Jeez,
what's he doing, the little wombat?
Oh, ruffles right. feathered.
Yeah.
Oh, we like that. And I tell you what, we love this little segment. Rip, 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 rip.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour. It's Billy's All Sports Report. Tyre Power's big Easter sale is now on. 25% off selected Toyo passenger and SUV tyres at Tyre Power.
As we said, well done, Carlton. They have the bye now. What about that?
Yeah.
Two games have the bye. Tigers face off against Port Adelaide at the G next Sunday. They need to win that one, Jimmy boy.
Well, not only do Carlton get the bye, 15 days, then they play North Melbourne on Good Friday.
Wow.
So they're actually walking into, now we obviously as North people hope this isn't the case, but the 17th ranked team from last year.
Yeah.
So they might get a very nice cushy start to the year, the Blue Boys.
And they can get a couple of boys back, Wietering and maybe Sam Walsh. Who knows? Yeah. What else you got there, Rich?
Apparently Nick Larkey's going to be captain for round one for the Roos because Luke McDonald and Jai Simpkin will be missing.
Oh, Luke McDonald and, of course, Joy. Oh, good on him. Collingwood have managed Tom Mitchell. What about this one for the big game tonight, Jim? And dropped Johnny Noble. So interesting times there. Jeremy Howe comes back there. At the Cats, Sean Manor will make his debut.
Oh.
A 26-year-old, played for Werribee last year. Just shows you how good the VFL competition is. He kicked 6 goals in the losing grand final, I think. So he can kick goals. He plays in the midfield. Harley Reid will play for the West Coast Eagles round one, Jimmy boy.
Yes, looking forward to seeing him.
Exactly. Jack McRae has been left out of the Western Bulldogs squad, which is interesting there. Sammy Draper hasn't pulled up fit enough for the Bombers. So Big Todd will go number one ruckman there. And good luck to him.
My understanding is he is flying, Todd Goldstein. He's had a ripping off season and he is ready to rumble. So good. I really like him as a person. I hope he goes really well.
Bloody oath. Hey, tell me what you make of this, Jim. Justin Long Muir has signed a one-year extension. A one-yearer. Like, what does that tell us?
On the week we're about to start this season, I don't know what it tells you. I think it's something we need to discuss in depth tomorrow.
Right.
On the Saturday run, because I want to pick Damo's brains on that. To face value, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me, to be 100% honest. You're either committed to him long-term or you want to see what he can do with the side this year. It seems sort of a bit each way to me, but I will need to find out more.
50 cents each way, no doubt about that. And as you said, very late in the season, Matty Wade has announced his first-class retirement. What a tough nut he has been, Jimmy boy.
He has been. Yep. He's given all to the sides he's played for. Well done to you, little Matty Wade.
Exactly. And still could play for Australia in the T20, which should be good. Will Pekoski, not sure about his playing future, Jim, remains unclear after he's pulled out of his planned UK county cricket stint. So, mate, everyone wishes him all the best, of course. We'd love to see him back out there, but he's got to look after himself.
Now,
number one. Yes.
Rugby league.
Melbourne Storm will host New Zealand tomorrow night at Amy Park, coming off their 22nd consecutive opening round win, which is just unbelievable. Defeated Penrith last week, 8-0. And Cam Munster still no good, got that groin injury. So all the best to the Storm against the Warriors.
And I know this is not new news. I think this list was released about a week or so ago. But great for Geelong fans that the Falcons released their list. Yeah. And I can see there's Jagger Mooney.
Cameron Mooney's boy, yes.
Boston Riccardi.
Boston, who's Peter Riccardi's boy.
Rico. And then Alfie Wojcicki. Wojak.
Yeah, Wojak. Little Alfie. I remember him playing as a little boy and coming into the pub. All those boys have been in the Cremorne with their parents.
Yes. Yeah, of course, Bill. They're not sitting at the bar.
Well, Moons is boy. No. Oh,
he looks exactly like Cam Moons.
He's amazing, isn't it?
Spinning him. He's a dead ringer of Cam. It's unbelievable.
I love the whole father-son thing. So those three boys, well done.
Yeah,
good luck on your journey.
Exactly.
All right, Miguel.
Miguel, where is he? Oh, there he is. Oh, he's got a suit. We've got to ask him what colour. Not yet, Miguel. Stay out there.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
And you went for low-hanging sort of fruit.
Fruit.
So what are you doing today?
I'm double downing.
Oh, no.
Double downing.
Ready, Steady, Cook. The iconic TV show has returned to our screens. You can catch it tonight, 7:30 p.m. on 10 and 10 Play. And we're joined by their host and Bill's best mate, Miguel.
No, he's
our
not.
Next guest took on the Celebrity Jungle.
Welcome to the jungle!
Took on Billy Brownless.
Thank God for Miguel. He'd be a good bloke to marry, except you couldn't understand him.
And won the winner of I'm a Celebrity. Get me out of here for 2020.
Oh.
It's Miguel!
Please welcome Australia's favourite celebrity chef, Miguel.
Oh, what an intro!
How good was that, Miguel? Did you like that?
That is unbelievable. This is bucket list. I mean, I'm pinching myself believing that I'm here in front of the great Billy Brownless.
For those who can't understand.
You can't get subtitles in the radio, so.
Subtitles. Jim, he won I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, which was on Channel 10, of course, very popular on the 10 network. Guess what network he worked for?
Which one?
Channel 10.
Oh, here we go. What are the chances?
Well, what I know is he didn't have a lot to beat because you were in the field. But
I agree, Dave.
I've enjoyed Rab sitting here because I'm at the G and Miguel's in the studio with Bill. And Miguel's pronouncing food properly.
Yes.
And then Bill's going, no, it's paella. And then Miguel's saying, no, it is.
Paella.
What?
Paella.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah, like, you know, when people say hello to people, he's like, hey, my name is Miguel, I'm cooking a paella. And he's like, hey, my hair, I'm cooking a paella, Miguel. I'm like, come on, mate.
When I go down to Geelong, I cook a paella.
Paella.
What's wrong with you? Do it out.
You look too easy. They heard this Spanish accent coming.
Now tell us, Miguel, what is Ready, Steady, Cook? was huge back, I reckon, 10 years ago, and it's been put to sleep, and you're bringing it back.
So he's pretty much like you, Billy. What? You were huge 10 years ago, and now you're, you're still having
the
waves. But the thing is, I mean, Ready Steady Go has been a total success. Premiere was last Friday.
Yes.
A lot of people tune in to watch it, and it's a thing, because it's the nostalgia. You know, people used to be in love with the show, being at home. It was a daytime show.
Yes.
So now we polish the whole place. It's like bigger than MasterChef. We got the best kitchen, the best chefs, and we're in prime time. And Friday night.
How does it work? Is there Team Cucumber and Team
Cucumber? Brian.
Team Capsicum.
Team Capsicum.
So I'll explain it quite slowly so you can understand it. I'm going to get the joke book and start going with the joke book. Yeah. So, what you do, so it's two Australia's top chefs, two home cooks.
Yep.
In just 20 minutes, you need to create three dishes. And you got a shopping bag that you have never seen before. Ah, so the chefs are really, this is legit.
Yes.
So the chefs are in the spot. Mm. And suddenly you get the ingredients, and the chefs had to create a menu within 20 minutes.
Three different meals.
Three different dishes. One, two, three. Yes.
So you have to create like a...
One, two, three. Yeah. It's like, and the thing is, you had to actually, this is legit. You see the chefs are all stressing and... But this is film as life, so it's not mugging around, not hiding.
No, this is what you did in the jungle very well, because we didn't know what we were going to get for dinner, and we didn't get a lot, and there was a lot of campers there, wasn't there? So we'd get one chook or something, or a
pigeon.
Pigeon, yes. And Miguel would make something out of it to feed us all with a bit of rice and... other crap, but it was very, very good.
A little bit of dirt.
Dirt. And what else did we have?
I think we have a weird impala.
Impala.
Impala anus or something like that. Was really weird.
You had that.
Yeah.
But you didn't want to share, Billy. We had the pigeons. We had warthog. We have a little bit of these wild pigs. They were everywhere. The gazelles. I mean, what's all these crazy crocodile?
Who?
Crocodile?
What's he saying, right?
Crocodrilo?
I don't know.
Crocodrilo?
Crocodile?
You crocodile, yes. Oh, you see, that's how I feel when you say paella. This is exactly how I feel. Look at your faces.
How do you say crocodile?
Crocodile?
That's on the idiot file.
Crocodile? So I remember, and I remember that bag that came from, it's like almost from heaven, this hanging bag, and we were all excited and hungry. And we start opening it, and it was like these random ingredients.
Yes.
And, but, you know, I think it kind of put us all together.
It did. And you were the man, because if you got a good cook or a good chef in the house, Jim, I tell you what, it does help so much.
Made a difference.
You're the chef at home. Are you the cook at home?
Yeah, I cook, and I wash the dishes.
Do you?
You know how people say 50-50.
What does Sasha do?
So that's everything else.
Oh, right.
I mean, like, you know, you say, oh, 50-50 in the house. Yeah. My missus does 50, I do 50. That's rubbish, mate. Like, your missus does pretty much everything. I just do the cooking and the washing. And I'm going to cook. Sorry, James.
Miguel, I'm just going to point out that my wife is an interior designer stylist who did Bill's house for him. Lovely house, apartment. And she put a magnificent, I think it was a Miele oven in there, superb oven in his kitchen. Fat has never used it. And that was 3 years ago.
What do you mean?
Well, it looks good. I don't want to... Don't want to get stuff on it.
It's still got the plastic inside the trays. He's never used
I've used the grill.
Yeah, but you don't like cooking. I mean, let's not kid
that's
ourselves.
Right. Yeah, exactly right.
But like, Coco, you don't like cooking at all. You would not. Well, what is the last thing you cook? A meat pie with a little bit of barbecue sauce?
No, I heated up some baked beans.
Yeah, caramel slice.
But I go around the corner. If you're on your own, it is easier to just look after yourself, go around the corner. By the time you buy all these ingredients, it's hard and bloody takes time.
Well, you should be like a Ready Steady Cook on Friday night. You'll be watching us
with
five ingredients and you'll be, what am I going to cook?
I'm enjoying listening to Miguel because I'm not in the studio, and what I liked just there was he's called him Coco. The first time I've heard Fat's nicknames sound decent. It's magnificent.
I could tell you so many stories.
No, you
I won't miss it. I won't tell any because in the jungle we got really close.
Yes.
But we got a really good feel of what is to have two AFL players together. I mean, this is, I don't know anything about AFL. Forgive me. I'm still waiting for an invite to come and watch watch a game.
You're always Cock-off. Invited to see the Cats, Coco.
Yes. I can't wait to see you one day. Coco. El Coco. El Cocodrilo. But the thing is, I remember these two guys, Fedas, I mean, Daisy Thomas, yes, and Billy Browless, Anthony Billy Browless, my favorite people in the world. They'll get up in the morning, they'll be always up to some mischief. I mean, you could not broadcast anything these two blokes were doing. But it's 1,000 cameras, and maybe you could play 10 seconds a day what these two guys were doing. Because we're so like really.
Just have a spell for a minute.
Little break, and we're going to have more with Miguel, Ready, Steady, Cook on the 10 Network. Back soon.
And how do you say crocodile?
Crocodile.
More with Miguel next on the Rush Hour. JB and Bill, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
So you are a Solomonel.
Not a guy.
Tell you what, Bill.
A Sommelier. That's nearly it. A wine connoisseur.
Ready, Steady, Cook, ooh. The iconic TV show has returned. It airs tonight, 7:30 p.m. on 10 and 10 Play. Miguel has stuck around, Bill.
Feathers, Miguel. Now, Miguel, this is a serious question.
Okay, serious question.
Does Ready, Steady, Cook have subtitles?
Yeah, no, what do you mean? This is Australia, the greatest country in the world. You get a guy with a fake accent. I'm not even Spanish. I was born in St. Kilda.
No, you weren't, mate.
My name is Meek. It's like, hey, God, mate. Kicking gods.
If you're Australian, you could say crocodile.
Crocodile.
Oh, so it's going well. First episode last week, second one tonight.
Yeah, and tonight we're really lucky. We got Robert Erwin and Julia Morris. Ooh, ooh. So we got a celebrity episode, and that'll be amazing. The cooking with Sarah Todd. And Sergio Pereira is a Spanish chef as well. Oh, so
get all your Spanish mates in.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah. Well, you had to, you're the Spanish man. Ryan, don't laugh. I love how you throw me under the bus with the crocodile thing.
I know one of your Spanish mates, Javier.
Oh, I love it.
Javier, do you know Javier?
Javier Codina?
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah, we remember we spoke about this.
Because
he
we
looks
all,
so different without his suit.
We all caught up at Daisy's wedding, of course. We got the band back together. Yes. Red Hot Rhonda.
Yeah.
Daisy, of course. Oh, he got a bit emotional too, didn't he,
no,
at
he
the
did,
wedding speech?
Oh, it was beautiful. It was nice to see that side. He's a little bit of a softy, I think.
He is, deep down.
He you know, he's tough outside, but he likes a little bit of a cry.
Exactly. It was good to get back together and have a bit of fun. And one of our good mates, Ryan, he had a baby too, Jim. Emily Seaborn.
Warren.
No, not me.
No, not
no,
the
no.
The one that was on the jungle.
Interesting way to break that, rabbit.
I know, is it the news?
Me and Emily have been together for a while, and I thought,
exactly.
Do you break the news like that frequently or infrequently?
Infrequently?
And we haven't told the joke yet.
We haven't told the joke yet, Pat.
Haven't heard the joke yet, Miguel, you idiot.
Couldn't let it go.
But he's had a baby too and going to get married to Emily Seaborn, Jim.
Emily Seaborn.
Yes, exactly.
I like that.
That is good.
I'll tell you what I'm doing while I'm sitting here at the MCG. You guys are
trying
having a great time in the studio. No, I'm looking at images of, and now I'm pronouncing it Murcia, where you come from.
Yeah, from Murcia.
It's
that's
beautiful.
City, the south coast
what
of Spain.
What a beautiful place.
Oh, thank you, James. Nice that somebody did the research in here in this establishment. It's very good.
Researching. So you grew up there. How long before you moved out of Lumineer or whatever?
With all the crocodiles. I left home when I was 19 because I wanted to become a chef overseas.
Is that what you wanted to do?
Yeah, so I went to Edinburgh in Scotland. That's why my accent sounds really funny because I learned English in the Scottish kitchen.
Wow.
And imagine that.
Yes.
And just pursuing my dreams of becoming a chef. And I met Sasha, that is an Aussie Sheila.
Aussie girl, yes.
Aussie girl, really likes amazing, beautiful, independent, stunning. And beautiful. I moved to Australia.
All right.
And I came here with an empty wallet and a suitcase full of dreams. And look at me here today in the show with you guys. So.
And that beautiful suit. What color is your suit?
I think it's, we were talking about this. I think it's magenta.
Magenta.
Magenta is the color. It's between smoked salmon and fuchsia.
I think it's musk.
No, that's not a color. Musk. What is that color?
Mustic.
No, that's
a lolly.
Yeah, but the color is the musk.
No, the musk is something.
Miguel, is there a bull ring in Murcia?
Yes, it's bull rings all over the country. I've done actually the running of the bulls when I was 16.
Ooh.
And that was pretty scary. Like, bloody you do it when you, like, it's, you know, courage, you know? I'm not sure if I'll do it now because I've got too many things to lose.
Too old.
But when you are young and silly and you have a few sangrias. Yeah.
So what would you do on a Saturday? We go to the footy or the cricket on the weekend. What was the big thing? Bullfighting?
Well, not bullfighting. I mean, we got party in the discos in Spain. You know how good is that? We didn't do that.
No,
we
any sport?
I play European handball for nearly 15 years.
Yeah.
And I'm a judo fighter. I'm brown belt judo. So I did judo for nearly 13, 14 years until I broke my collarbone in nationals and my mom said no more.
Oh.
So pretty much, Billy, Ryan, I will kick your ass, both of you, Ryan.
I believe it.
I mean, honestly, James, if it was the three of you, I'll run away.
So we're all going to watch tonight. Ready, set, he cooked tonight, 7:30 on 10 and 10 play with the great man here. Team Tomato takes on Team Capsicum.
I love it. I mean, you're so like you're like a gazelle when you're talking about. You're so eloquent when you're talking about food. It's fascinating. I mean,
how are your feathers going?
Because I'm getting lost in your eyes.
You're losing your feathers in the jungle, but they've come back.
You know what it is when you go on TV and you're losing a little bit your feathers. It's a spray on TV. It's called the bold spray. So you can put the spray on silently. You look like you're like fully sick.
Fully sick.
Amazing. Just like a bush. Bush City Limits.
Bush City Limits.
It looks amazing.
We can go. Anyway, it's always great to catch up with you, my friend. You're a good man. You know what? You've got energy and you're fun. And never lose that, okay?
This is lovely. You know, I wasn't joking when I arrived. You can go to the Kilimanjaro and go swimming with sharks. But this is bucket list material. I mean, you go in the radio with Billy Browless, how we call him in the jungle, Jelly Bob.
Jelly.
I mean, he is the man.
Miguel's now taking the piss.
Yeah,
he got all the way through this interview. Yeah. He's now taking the piss. I love it.
You can understand him. Yeah.
Can you give us one more coco?
Hey, Coco.
The iconic TV show Ready, Steady, Cook, featuring Miguel and his impeccable energy and fun. You can catch it tonight, 7:30 p.m. on 10 and 10 Play. This is Triple M's Rush Hour.
Well done, Miguel.
JB and the Bill.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I tell you what we all do when we're on holidays. We drink too much. When we're on holidays.
Have you had some pride on the show? Time to do this. We do it on a Friday. The family love it. Hit it, Rabs.
Give yourself a pat on the back.
Time to do Friday Brag Artist Fat.
Just tell us the amazing thing you've done this week.
I used to weigh 183 kilos and just recently I picked under triple digits.
My parents have been away for the past 7 days and I've made my own breakfast, lunch and dinner every day.
Yes!
Unbelievable. On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's the Friday Brag Artist. Tyre Power's big Easter sale is now on. 25% off selected Toyo passenger and SUV tyres at Tyre Power.
I was going to use Fred as my brag artist.
Oh, what happened?
Opening the batting for Halebury against Scotch.
Yes.
The APS first 11.
And?
Made his way beautifully to 23, flying.
Ooh.
Apparently boundaries everywhere.
Oh, and?
And then middle stump.
Well, bowled.
How do you get bowled?
Good players don't get bowled.
Once you get yourself in, and if you're on 23, you're in.
Mm-hmm.
To get bowled, you've got to miss the ball.
Yes.
Well, I don't understand how that happens. So he's not getting Brag Artist.
Sorry, Brad.
So I'm doing. I'm opening the batting for him. I'm taking the Kookaburra bubble out into the middle.
Yes.
I, Fat, have been made a life member of the North Melbourne Football Club.
You're unbelievable.
So that's brag worthy.
A life member of North Melbourne.
Yep, life member.
Jim. This happened 2 years ago.
Shut up, Fat.
2 years ago,
when it happened is irrelevant. The fact that it's happened means that's brag-worthy.
No, it's not.
I've ever used it in the Brag Artist segment, so I'm doing it now.
That's as old as my jocks. Fair dinkum.
In fact, I am that at North, and you aren't that at Geelong, so that's interesting.
Well, you're unbelievable.
Well done, Rob.
I don't know. What
and
that
I didn't even play.
Well, funny you should mention that because... And I don't want to brag about this because it was a collective effort. But the new Billy Brownless stand down there at GMHBA Stadium.
Oh, my God.
The new stand's going to hold 14,000 people. It's It's already been voted the best standing room in a stand.
Oh, my God.
It holds 3,000 standing room people there, Jim. Yeah,
of course it does, because you ran out of seats.
So well done to Steve Hocking, the Geelong board, and myself.
No, you're so unbelievable.
Got nothing to do with you. In fact,
because we built it.
They've got epoxy ground out the back that they play bloody second 11 cricket in, and that doesn't even have a Bill Brownlow stand in it. So that's how irrelevant you are to that part
apparently
of the world.
Joel's got some say in it, but it's a Billy Brownlow
Joel
new Selwood
stand, and I like it. All right, what are you giving away, Rabjay?
Incredible prizes, a double pass to race day Sunday at the Formula One Rolex Australian Grand Prix. Get ready to live fast. Limited tickets still available at grandprix.com.au. And a double pass to see live with Incubus at Mornington Racecourse, Saturday, April 13.
Wow.
Ring us now. 133353. Rip into Bragg Artist on a Friday.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
But I wouldn't be holding my breath if I were you.
He's actually holding his breath.
He's going as red as the backdrop.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour Friday Brag. It's time, JB.
Oh, no, and Brendan joins us first. Oh, Brendo in Tassie. Hello, Brendo.
Yeah, g'day, JB. How are you, Billy?
G'day, Babs. Brendan. What are you bragging about, mate?
Mate, this week I got picked to go on a movie set.
Wow.
Over in New Norfolk, and it's Netflix are filming a movie down here called The Survivors.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Anyway, as part of the movie, there's a football game.
Ooh.
And we went over to this park, and they simulated a football game, and there was all sorts of scenes and everything. I was picked as the goal umpire.
Oh, well done.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway.
Nice work, Brendo.
So you're on signalling a goal?
Yeah, mate. Yes, I had to signal the goal and wave the flags and do all that kind of thing. And I got to meet Alan Christensen, who was the he was directing the whole football game.
Oh, good
and
man.
He was out on the field with all the young blokes, and there was an all-in brawl. And,
jeepers! Gonna have to watch this. It's called Survivors. Yes,
it's called The Survivors, mate. Yes, and
Nice work, Brendo.
Yeah, well done.
Good work. Stay there. He's staying with him. Cookie in Mitcham. Hello, Cookie.
Cookie.
JB, Fat Rabsy, how are we?
Good, Cookie. Mate. What do you got?
No less than about 45 minutes ago, just graduated top of my class. Bus driver, Billy.
You're
bus driver
so
in Melbourne, mate.
Good work.
How long's that take?
Oh, it's a couple of weeks course, mate, but a lot of training in the big buses, mate. So I've got to... Got a bit ahead of me, mate, but yeah, top of the class, mate. That's it.
Well done, top of the class.
Top of the class.
Done. Cookie Monster, great work. D's there in Berwick. G'day, D.
Hey, how are we?
Good, D. Thanks. What are you bragging about, D?
On Friday, I drove my husband's car to and from work without causing any damage.
You're so unbelievable.
That's a good thing.
What's he own?
A Mercedes S500. Ooh. So I was too scared. I had a full lecture the night before. Don't hit any potholes. And as soon as I got in the car, I reset his seat memory. So that was fun. But other than that, I didn't cause damage.
Well done, D.
Don't you know every time your better half's been in the chariot? All of the bloody vents for your air conditioning are pointing the wrong way. Your seat's in the wrong spot. They've lowered the bloody steering wheel.
The radio station's changed.
Mercedes-Benz Berwick too there, RJB.
Ours has. Marco, let's get to Pakenham. Hello, Marco.
Hey, JB. Billy, how are you?
Yeah, good, Marco. How are you going?
Yeah, bloody good. Yeah, good.
That's it.
What's your brag?
Just come off a 105-hour working week, and previous to that was a 95.
What do you do, Marco?
Hippie haulage truck driver.
105 hours a week. Jeez. That's a lot.
Yeah. Loading during the day and delivering during the night.
Bloody hell, mate. Well done. That is hard work. That's a lot of work.
15 hours a day.
Fat doesn't do that in a year.
I wouldn't do that in a year. Yeah. Bill from Bendigo. Hey, Billy.
G'day, Billy, JB and Rabs. How are you?
How are you, Billy?
I'm wondrous.
Wondrous?
What are you bragging about, Will?
Okay, on this day 13 years ago, I went in and had the first dose of chemo for my stage 3C testicular cancer.
Yep.
Went home and had a massive brain hemorrhage. Got taken down to Melbourne and died on the way, underwent brain surgery, died on the table. They brought me back and then underwent another 8 months of chemotherapy and, yeah, thankfully got saved.
Christ,
you're so unbelievable.
You're sounding bloody good now, Bill.
Bloody oath, Bill.
Oh, look, 13 years later, I'm fantastic. Everything's going well and lucky I've married to the best woman in the world who actually managed to get me in the car, take me up to Bendigo Health, where they did a fantastic job of getting me diagnosed, getting me down to the Austin Hospital, where I was put in touch with the number one expert for my cancer in Australia.
How old are you, Billy?
Awesome.
How old are you, mate?
44 now, turn 45 next month.
So this all happened when he was 30, early 30s.
Yep.
Wow. Jeez, that is fantastic, Bill.
Good for you, mate. Stay on the line. That is a great story.
We like that.
Who do we like for the prizes there, boys?
Oh, Bill's. Mm-hmm. Now, you can pick whatever you want to give, but Bill's got to get something because
yes,
that was an unbelievable story, Rab.
Yeah,
so,
I like that.
Bill, you can choose between heading along to the Formula One Rolex Australian Grand Prix, or you can go and see Incubus and Live on their tour at Mornington Racecourse.
Oh, I think I'd have to take the Grand Prix. I'm a mechanic by trade.
Oh, perfect.
Do it. Now.
Congrats, mate.
Well done to
you. Thank
you
very much.
I love Dee from Berwick.
Oh, she drove,
her husband's Mercedes-Benz Berwick Merc there to work and back without dinging it.
Dee, you are heading along to see Live and Incubus. Triple M presents that tour, playing at Mornington Racecourse Saturday, April 13. You can grab your tickets, ticketmaster.com.au.
Thanks so much. My husband loves Live and Incubus, so that'll make up for the memory lost in the seat.
any other prizes? That's it?
No, we got the DeWalt prize pack.
Well, Cookie, top of the class as a bus driver. Well done, Cookie.
Yeah, thanks, boys.
Cookie, you have got yourself a DeWalt prize pack, mate, which features a power bank, USB fast car charger. You can use that in the bus and a job site wearable speaker.
Oh, I really appreciate it, boys. Thanks so much.
Well done, mate. Well, there's some good ones here today, Jim.
Bloody oath there are. Well, it's an iconic segment.
It is.
Triple M Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
If you're a man of any level of integrity, you will say, I acknowledge there is no car park under the ground at Optus Stadium in Perth.
I'm not a man of any integrity.
Now it is time for us to see if we can give away $10,000, Fat, in the Guernsey Cash. Who's playing?
Think you know AFL Guernsey numbers?
I've never seen half of these Nipsies play football in my life.
Now's your chance to prove it. 10 names, 10 numbers, 10 grand.
That is the best prize ever.
It's the Rush Hour's Guernsey Cash.
Yes, it is a great prize. We've got Jacob from Yarrawonga. G'day, Jacob.
G'day, Fat, JB, Rabs.
How are the pigeons going up there, mate?
Oh, flying, mate.
One from one with Stevie J, of course. They won the premiership last year. Can they go back to back?
Yeah, I reckon we can.
Are you playing for them?
Oh, just roll around the twos, mate.
Good boy. No, we need that.
Roll around in the twos. I love it. Who do you support in the footy, mate?
Sydney.
Sydney?
Oh, you're a Swanee. How do you think they're going to go tonight?
Well, I'm currently on the way, so hopefully they win.
Oh,
geez, right, a beautiful night for football. It is, Bill, you can't script a better night than this. It's
any
absolutely
wind?
Absolutely superb. Very little.
There was a bit of wind last night.
Yeah, there was.
Yep.
Sun's shining. It's warm, but not too hot. It's going to be absolutely magnificent.
Right.
Have we worked out when the flag's being unfurled, Rapes?
6:24.
6:24.
Yes.
That's very specific.
It is.
It is. Yeah, I've got no reason behind it.
Game's on at 7:40, but the unfurling of the flag at 6:24. Jacob's ready to go.
All right, I'm just going to say I'm just watching two interesting things out here, Fat, because I'm at the G, all right?
Yeah, well, I'm not.
First one, a man's walked around all the seats in front of me with a dog.
Right.
Why would he do that? There's no one here.
A sniffer dog.
I don't know. It didn't look like a beagle. It looked like a bloody pit bull or something. He's literally walking around with a dog. I thought that was funny.
Time.
And there's now... Oh, we got... Oh, okay then. Let's go.
Oh, we got Jacob there. We're ready to go.
Jacob, you've got 30 seconds on the clock. We're ready to current or former AFL player and their team. You need to tell us which number they wore for that team. If they've won multiple numbers, we'll accept either answer. You can pass. We'll come back to it. You get all 10 right, you win $10,000. And your time starts as soon as JB says the first player and the club.
Here we go. Jaden Short, Richmond.
15.
Matt Rowell, Gold Coast.
18.
Ryan Burton, Port Adelaide.
5.
Nathan Vardy, West Coast.
18.
Adam Treloar, GWS.
1.
Charlie Dixon, Gold Coast.
21.
Jack Grimes, Melbourne.
2.
Michael Voss, Brisbane.
5.
Brett Voss, St Kilda.
Pass.
Tony Armstrong, Sydney.
11.
No.
Well, so you got answered 9 out of 10.
You answered 9 out of 10. You're away beautifully. The first two, bang, bang, and then didn't get one after that. But you were close. Ryan Burton was 3, not 5. Yes. Nathan Vardy was 19, not 18.
Yes.
Adam Treloar was number 17 at the Giants. Charlie Dixon was 23, not 21. Jack Grimes was 16 or 31, not 2 at Melbourne. Vossi, he was 3 or 56, not 5. Jacob?
All right, what are we giving Jacob for being a part of this rabbit?
We will give him a DeWalt prize pack, DeWalt Mobile Solutions. Oh, hello. Born on the job site, built to last. See the new exciting range at Bunnings Warehouse. Got a bit emotional for Jacob.
Yeah, you did.
I was hoping to win 10K.
He was very confident, wasn't he?
He was. Just
stuffed up a all few right there, Jacob.
Thanks, Billy.
Good luck with your Swannies tonight, mate.
Thank you.
See you, buddy. Right, thank you.
Nicely done. Nicely done.
So we've got a bit of time.
All right. The other thing is the bloke out here dropping sand all over the divots, Fat, like on a golf course.
A golf course. Yeah, replace your divots. Around. He hasn't got one of those bottles that you...
No.
You mean a little bucket?
He's got a big bucket. Huge, big bucket.
Golf
club. Hey, enjoy. If anyone come into the footy tonight, it's going to have a ball. I can't wait for this game. It's going to be a ripper.
What are you wrapping up, eh?
Well, I'm wrapping this segment up.
He's still got Bossy waiting to come. Idiot Files still to come. Fruity Friday. Rosie's going to pop in with some feedback. Ooh. There is plenty more still to come on a huge Friday edition of Triple M's
Gunter?
Rush Hour. Gunter's, he's on Monday, Bill. All right.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Mea culpa, we love jazz.
Who? Mea culpa.
Now, well done to the Blues.
Yes.
Did enough to win last night, although a very, very depleted Richmond Football Club made it a bit easier for them. But they got over the line, Fat, and at the end, that's all you can do. But can you believe we are, what are we, 5 games into the season?
Yes. Geez.
And we've already had 3 players nuke their knee.
I
mean, it's just Josh Gibkiss last night. Your heart broke for him. The poor bastard had the hamstring tendon, missed pretty much all of last year, had to go to bloody Dubai to try and get that right, comes back, and now in the second game, or halfway through his second game, he's sitting on the sidelines for a year along with those other two boys. It's just a very sad part of our game.
Yeah, he missed all of last year, of course, and the work they put in to get back onto the park, you know, and then it's just a nothing incident too, which really is so frustrating. They should have won by about, 20, 25 points in the end. They missed a couple, and then I don't know what Charlie was doing playing on. That was interesting, Jim. The free kick, or was it for dropping the ball, or the umpire wanted to see if it hit the boot, which was really weird.
Yeah. So what you're saying is the free kick came first and then it shouldn't have mattered what happened.
That's right. Exactly. It was if it's a free kick, which the umpire said, it should be a free kick. Bang. Dropping the ball. So there's no point.
No, true. But what they often say, don't they, is if you're in the act of kicking, then it's play on. But yeah, you're right. If the umpires actually acknowledge that it's a free, then what happens after that? Which is what we always say during the summer. If the ball pitches outside leg, it doesn't matter what happens after that.
That's right.
So let's just work out whether that happens and the rest is irrelevant. But you can only win. So well done to the Blues. But I thought the Tigers are really brave and I thought they gave their fans some, not hope, but some expectation that they're going to go pretty well this year.
A bit of light. There's no doubt about that. Yep. And well done. Geez, Big Harry. Hadn't his mitts. How good are they, his mitts? Oh, he's good. And
moving well, too.
McGovern was good. He's going beautifully. And De Koning was really good there. But all eyes go to tomorrow night. Yes, Rebs?
I was just going to say, on top of those ACL injuries, you've got Jack Silvani, Dan McStay, Bailey Smith, and Essendon's Jaden Hunter already out with ACL.
And plus three is seven.
It's bloody ridiculous. Hey, before we get to tomorrow night, because I know that's all you care about.
Yes, exactly.
I'm here today for tonight, which is Sydney and Collingwood and the unfurling of the flag. It's a good thing I'm here so I don't have to be present for Rabbits' bloody stiffy, which is pushing the desk up. But they reckon there's going to be 95 here, Fat.
Geez, the desk just went up, Jim.
even more.
It actually went up. Hey, mate, there'll be a huge crowd there. A lot of Collingwood and Sydney are trying to get their fans along too. We know that.
6:16 is very early unfurling of the flag as well.
Because the game's not till 7:40. So why is it so early?
I have no idea.
Sydney boys have been told to stay away from that end.
Apparently it's now 6:24, so it's been moved again.
They moved it back 8 minutes to try and help the fans out. But that is very early. Good game, that one.
Yes.
I still don't mind Sydney.
I had a good look at the Giants-Collingwood game taped today. They weren't the worst, Collingwood.
No, not at all.
Be better for that run, so I expect them to bounce back hard.
And Mitchell dropped too, or rested, or whatever it is.
Managed.
Yes, not dropped. Right, Bill, you idiot.
Yeah. Come on, Bill, managed.
He's
our man.
He is. Tommy Boy, he was in during the week. The other game, GMHBA Stadium tomorrow night, the new stand.
The other game.
That's it for the round, I think. Five new stands down there at Cadinia Park, and it looks magnificent. And if we get 40,000 there, that'd be great. It'd be great for the city, great for the game.
Have you fixed the ground? I don't care about the stands. Have you made the ground wider and a proper shape for football?
No.
So it's still going to be, like 20 metres from wing to wing, and the game will just be bottled up and
grounds are different,
and rubbish to watch.
Look at the SCG, tiny little ground. Yeah, MCG. Look at Perth. They're all different.
They're footy grounds.
And you've got to work them out.
I don't know what yours is.
You've got to work them out. So good luck to the Geelong.
Optus Stadium's the exact same as the MCG.
As the MCG, and Adelaide Oval's pretty close to it as well. They're footy grounds.
And Saints fans will be able to get in there because there's a lot more capacity there. Mm. So that will be interesting. 28 degrees, the lights are on. The natives will be out to have a look at the lights. It'll be on like Donkey Kong, Jim.
Turn him off. Yes, turn him off, Rabbits.
Looking forward to it.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Fat, I'm in Perth.
Yes.
A place where I'm a legend.
Oh.
Right now, we are joined by Australian Racing Hall of Fame member, Glenn Boss.
The All-Star Mile returns to Caulfield tomorrow as Mr. Brightside looks to become the first repeat winner.
Mr. Brightside up to Alligator Blood, Cascadian Lake, Mr. Brightside in front, and Mr. Brightside has won the mile.
Here to help us preview this massive race is a man who knows a thing or two about back-to-backs.
But a champion becomes a legend.
Please welcome champion jockey Glenn Boss.
Oh, Fat. Four Cox plates, three Melbourne Cups, two Golden Slippers.
Yep.
Victoria Derbys, this man's won the lot, one of the all-time greats, and also a very good man. Bossy, welcome to you.
JB, good to talk to you, my friend.
Hello, Glenn.
We caught up with each other, Bossy and I, during the Flemington Carnival. I had to interview him, Fat, in front of a room of about 600 people.
That would have been.
I reckon I got halfway through my second question, and Bossy was looking at me going, you know all about horse racing, weren't you, Bossy?
Stop it. That's a lie.
No, you would have worked him out. He's got no idea, Bossy.
Mate, what do you do, just fake it till you make it. Is that right?
That's it. I've been doing that for 50 years.
Let's have a chat about race 8 tomorrow over the 1,600 metres there at Caulfield. Caulfield Heath, or just Caulfield, Bossy, by the way, and Mr. Brightside's very, very short.
Yeah, he deserves to be here too, doesn't he? Like, he's arguably one of the top two best horses on the land at the moment.
Mm.
Yeah, he should be winning. I tell you what, Pinstripe first up.
Ooh.
Might go really well. He's a very, very underrated horse. He's one of the ones I've liked for a long time. He just doesn't quite get enough luck at the right time, but he might run well.
What about Pride of Jenny? He'll go to the front and she'll have a crack anyway.
Yeah, she's honest. Yeah. She adds a bit of colour to the race with the way her running style is. You're going to be a heart in your mouth for a long time, but I just think Mr. Brightside, he's just so much class.
What about the weather, Bossy? If it's warm when you were a jockey, like if you turned up at the races and it was going to be bloody late 20s, was that a good day or a crap day?
No, that was a good day. I'd rather ride in the late 20s than the early teens, I tell you, because I'd rather be warm all day, to be honest.
good.
Hey, Jamie Carr, she's found some form, riding beautifully.
Yeah, and she hit some form. It's great to see too. You know, her last month has been incredible.
Yep.
It, you know what it is? You know, boys, it's, you know, sport, it's a confidence thing, and we're no different. Once you get your confidence up and things start, you just start seeing it so much better than what you were before.
Yeah, exactly. And she went back to Adelaide last week, which Monday, the Adelaide Cup, and got a couple of winners there. It's good that jockeys can do that, go back home and do things like that.
Yeah, she would have been so well received in front of a, you know, a home crowd. Mm. You know, with the form that she's in, oh, she's well received wherever she goes. She's one of the shining lights of our sport at the moment.
Happy to put my hand high, Fat, and yes, acknowledge that horse racing's not my go. But I'll tell you what I do know about.
What do you know?
Blokes who ease money out of your pocket on the golf course,
yes,
because their handicap is a long way above their ability. And Glenn Boss, yes, is in that category. Have you improved in this department, Bossy?
What, improved at robbing people?
Yeah.
Mate, protect, you know, JB, you know what, protect your handicap at all times.
Oh, bush ranger.
A complete bush ranger.
He actually said
No doubt.
Absolutely.
We got Glenn Boss on. Tell us about Bossy's bucket list. What's this, Bossy?
Oh, Billy, when I retired, I had this really fun idea. You know, I kind of was in an industry that gave me so much.
Yep.
And I was looking at ways to give back. And I thought, well, this is a really good idea. I wanted to drive around Australia with some mates to some race courses that are like picnic race meetings. Some that these meetings mean so much to so many people around Australia. And yet we don't really know that much about them. So I thought, well, I want to highlight these things. Because once you start losing these things, boys, they just are lost forever.
Yep.
And towns die without having these sort of events occur. So I was trying to highlight these things and, you know, take some people on a journey, have a bit of fun with the boys, and hopefully get a few laughs. And, you know, Billy, it's all about making people laugh, isn't it? That's all I really want.
Having fun. Right.
Well, Bossy, a wise man once said you judge a man by the company he keeps.
Yes.
Campbell Brown.
Oh, no, Bossy.
Lawrence the Moon Man.
Oh,
Mooney.
No.
Mick Crocker, some of these reptiles. What the hell are you doing?
I threw myself in the deep end there, didn't I? But, you know, honestly, it was just an absolute hoot the whole time. You know, Ty Keneally was on board, and then we took Damien Oliver on and Sharni Layton just of recent.
Yep.
Ooh, so we had an eclectic group. But Campbell, he doesn't even have to say anything to make you laugh. If he's breathing, he can make you laugh.
He's breathing. And you go to all these country tracks too, which I love. I see you're going to go to Casterton, which is Western District's way here in Victoria.
Yep. We went to a place called Coolin in Western Australia.
Yeah.
Right in the middle of the wheat belt. You know, 6,000 people turned up for a 3-day festival. It was unbelievable. So, and it's a town of, you know, 200 or 300 people.
Yeah.
So, Bossy, if someone came up to you at a bar and said, "I've watched a bit of the bucket list. I haven't seen it all. If you can tell me one country race meeting for me to go to in the next 12 months, which one would it be?"
Oh, you got to go to Coolin in Western Australia. It'll absolutely blow you away. Like, we're talking, this is real bush racing. It's right in the middle of the wheat belt. Like, we went to one guy's property and we asked how big it was. He said it's 1,000 square kilometres. That's how remote these people are.
Jeez,
crikey.
Wow. He said, "I'm not the biggest." So, you know, these are really remote people. And, yeah, it's good fun.
Any of the country cups are good too, aren't they? Doesn't matter where they are. They're always good days too, Bossy.
I'd rather go to those than a Group 1 meeting at Flemington or Caulfield, I promise you, because it's just real soul-of-the-earth stuff. And,
yep,
and, you know, they're all volunteers. They've been planning this thing for 6 months, and, you know, a lot goes into it. But you can just see how much the communities all come together. And, you know, like I say, they're so remote, some of these people. They don't get a chance to mix with all their mates and, you know, have a few beers and have a few bets and just have a bit of fun, you know, because they could be having a bad year, and all of a sudden they can forget about their troubles for a while and go and enjoy themselves. So, like I said, we can't lose these things.
Love it.
All right, mate. It's, of course, 7, mate, on Saturday, 2nd of March, and also weekly repeated 1:30 p.m. on 7 Plus. Bossy's bucket list, some good boys. Go on the journey with him. Hey, mate, always a great pleasure chatting to you. Enjoy the racing on the weekend.
You too, JB. Thanks, Billy.
See you, Bossy.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Now, there's only one winner here, Dick.
All right.
As I look over and you're not there, I was wondering where he went.
I'm worried about you today because you've been at a lunch.
Yes, but I very well behaved.
I was very worried about you when Smithy came in the other day because you'd been at a lunch.
Smithy, yes.
And Fat.
Yes.
It's March.
No, it's not.
You normally don't head into lunch territory until sort of September.
A lot of golf days are on at the minute.
Are there?
Yeah,
are they?
Yeah, a lot of golf days. Yes.
Taking your attention.
That's
so
it.
What's coming out of the speakers for people is, not good.
Not
good. And what we've got here is Matty's been hard at work in the booth.
Has he?
Matty Haywood, the legend. Mm-hmm. He has got, how long is this one running, Bartholomew?
4 minutes and 45 seconds, JB.
All right, there's a 7.5 minute version. On the podcast.
Jim, are you being...
7.5 minutes.
Are you being facetious?
No.
Yes, you are.
Well, do you know what facetious means, Fat?
Yes, I do.
Well, go on.
Just you being facetious.
It means...
You being naughty.
He's going to try and spell it and get nowhere near it now. Yeah,
it means you're treating serious matters with deliberately inappropriate humour. Now, this isn't a serious matter.
No.
This is you being an idiot.
Yes.
And we're going to run a good example of it right here, Robertson.
No.
I'll tell you what, I was told by more than one. In fact, I was at a thing last week where three or four young nipsies came up to me and said, "You think Bill's bad when you're there. When you go, he's worse."
No,
is that
the
true?
The shortest of Shorten idiot foals ever.
Here we go. They're just an example, Rabbits.
Well, what about the games were quite good? The Sea Eagles, 36, defeated the Rabbitohs, 24. Roosters...
Up next, so $10,000.
Ring now, 133353, if you want to win $10,000 in Jersey cash.
Guernsey cash is coming up after five.
Well, we know he's got form in that space, hasn't he, in the past?
11 apologies I've got here.
Bill, you're scratching the surface.
Well, Jimmy Boy or whatever, Justin.
That's in the past 3 years.
Joey's put
Jimmy
up this
boy, Justin.
Hey, Pang, ask Pang about his nickname, the Orchid.
Oh, okay.
Get him to explain the Orchid too.
That's a good spell Orchid.
A-W-K-W-A-R-D.
Not awkward, as in that was awkward. Orchid, as in the plant.
All right. What's an orchid?
What's a plant?
Bill, we're linking it into Kia because they haven't got a name for their ute yet.
Tenuously.
Oh,
so he was all done. No more racing. We're all done.
All done.
Oh, then gets a phone call. Saudi Arabia.
Yes.
Saudi. Fremantle. Sean Darcy has undergone an arthroscope on his left knee.
You got there. Nearly got there. Not quite.
What about this at Adelaide? Riley. Thilthorpe.
Oh, well done.
We got a new leaf, a new quiz, a new build, everything. It's going to be magnificent.
A
new audio thing at the start. What's that called, Leroy?
An opener?
Opener. Leroy, say it.
I would have been a little bit more concerned for one staff member that was over there other than the players.
What, Deegan Ain?
No.
Well, we were worried about
Alan
him.
Langer.
Oh,
Alfie. The great Alfie.
I saw him up at the Magic Millions.
Oh, no.
At that, where was I? Northbridge there or somewhere?
Yeah.
No, that's Perth. Where was
Northbridge.
I?
Northbridge.
No, that's in Perth.
That? Yeah. That's not on the Gold Coast, Bill.
Broadmeadows. Broad Beach.
Yes.
22 years straight, Storm have won round one.
Yep.
They come up against the mighty premiership side from last year.
Yes.
Penrith?
That's right. Penrith Panthers. Guess who they're versing? Penrith Panthers.
Ooh.
Last year's premiers and the year before.
Yeah, that's
so that's going to be Amy Park tomorrow night. That is a big
rocking
game.
Rocking and rolling.
Bit of cricket going
on. So they're bringing their ships into our harbour while our ships are out of the harbour.
Oh, yeah.
And I find that Cam Munster's not playing, Bill, if you read that little bit.
Something out. He's a pretty important player for the Storm.
Well, I haven't finished yet. Apparently Cam Munster's not playing. He's out. AFL. Brody Grundy was very good last night. Great win by Sydney.
Brody Holland.
Now, Jim, you're
Brody
up there.
Brody Holland.
Trying to ablib.
Yep. Ablib.
Ablib.
Tell you what, and has he dragged a few to his birthday party?
Oh, yes.
Jerry Ryan organised it, the Jayco man and Michelin Wines. He's a star, Jerry. We like Jerry.
Michelin.
Michelton.
Yes,
get them. Yeah, that's it. Yep.
And Leon Wingard. That's him. Good man.
Wingard. Leon Wingard, he's called him.
Wingard.
Do you plan to get anyone's name right, Fat?
Partner and publicity girl, which is handy to have. Welcome. Saloon?
Saloon, yes.
Saloon, that's good.
Saloon. Yeah. Well, Bill's called her. Saloon.
She told me. It's got a funny little bit there, Limo. Actually, it's not bad. Then a big, hot, red Rhonda.
Oh, my God. What was that?
Big, red, hot Rhonda.
That'd be better, yeah.
She comes out.
Big, hot, red Rhonda.
The Peepers Caller, of course, Barry Denner. The Peepers Caller.
Peepers Caller.
The Peepers Caller on Triple M.
Not,
the
what Peepers is wrong
caller,
with him?
Bill. He's not
he's
the Peepers Caller.
No, he's not.
He's the Peepers Caller. Peepers Caller.
Of course
Barry
he
Denner.
Is.
We love him.
Got his eye in.
Oh, and then, of
is
course,
he?
Got ahead of himself, Jim. And normally things come or go worse from there. In the other game, Wildcats taking on the Jack Jumpers. Perth won over there. Yes, they did, Bill. And then had to go to
Tassie. Talking to himself in the wrapping.
Tyre power, well, Bill.
Ridiculous. Don't.
See, they've come good. They no, know they a good thing when they stick to it.
Yeah.
When they get on it.
Tyre
power. Yeah. Buy three.
That was more team back in the day. This is tyre power.
Buy three and get one free. Jim.
What's up?
Blue bottle jellyfish.
Yay.
It bit him in the ear. Shut up. Bit him in the ear.
It didn't bite him. Stung him,
you idiot. What about Brody Grundy, who was up against his old side last week, up against his old side this week, and got bitten or stung by a starfish.
Or a blue bottle.
Blue bottle.
Starfish.
Starfish.
They can't sting you.
They do. They jump up.
In history.
They jump up and bite you. They do the starfish.
Yes.
Sheffield Shield Cricket, WA Victoria, of course. Western Australia need 10 wickets. No, they don't. Whoever... A win for Victoria in this one will send them into the Shield final. That's what I was looking for, Jimmy boy.
Thank you, Bill, yeah.
Paddy Mills has been let go by the Atlantic Hawks.
Just go again with that.
Paddy Mills has been let go by the Atlantic Hawks.
By the who?
Atlantic.
I'm not an NBA fan, and even I know they're not.
They're called the Hawks over there, Jim.
Yes, the Atlanta.
Atlanta Hawks.
Atlantic. It's all in the... various area. Let go by the Atlanta Hawks. Sam Doherty, of course, out for Carlton, and Corey Dernan comes back in there.
Durden.
WA will host the Sheffield Shield final, Jim.
My mob. What's the bearded Leroy pumping his bloody arm up for?
He's a Tassie.
Is he a Jack Jumper?
He's a Jack Jumper.
What the hell's wrong with him?
He looks like a Jack Jumper.
He does. Looks like he's just come out of chopping some bloody
wood.
Trees down.
What do they call those blokes?
Wood chopper.
Wood chopper, yes. That's it.
What are the blokes who chop wood called?
The Hawks have got a lot of injuries, so good luck to Jackie Ginnivan. He's in.
Yes.
Marbio Choi.
Yeah, Choll.
Choll. Nick Watson, the wizard.
Yeah, the wiz.
Big raps on him.
Yes, little man.
Yes. And D'Ambrio. How do you say his name?
Massimo.
D'Ambrio's. Anyways.
Ambrosio.
Can't wait for that tomorrow night. What about how he spoke to Ryan?
Saturday night.
Even.
Howie, thank you. Rowie. Howie.
Oh, no! He's in, suddenly he's lost his radar.
Howie spoke to Ryan Pappenhausen.
Rowie.
Oh, Howie's.
Where's Fat at?
Where is Fat at?
Oh, Fat's at.
It's poor old Howie.
Already.
It's a very good podcast, too, that.
God.
It's very, very good. And Ryan had a lot to say on that, so make sure you listen to that one.
How often, Rabbits, does he finish the idiot file with something to start the next one?
I think
it's
every time.
It's actually amazing. Yep, yeah. Every time.
Every time.
Every single time.
Every time.
Oh! We can't do it anymore. We've got to wind this thing up.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Can you turn him on because it's distracting actually having him off?
Now he's talking into an off mic.
Makes it work.
James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless and Rosie Walton.
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
Bit of feedback from Hose Mary.
Yeah.
It's social media feedback.
Be more constructive with your feedback, please.
With
Aussie Supermole,
Rosie Walton.
Oh, happy Friday.
Hello, Hose.
Hi.
Good to see you. I'm looking forward to this little break.
Really? Okay. Yes. Well, there's been a theme running, James, all week in the comments on the Triple M Rush Hour socials, as you know, Rab. This one.
What theme is it?
From Facebook, Rab. From Adrian Lee.
Yes.
A lot of Bill's jokes this year is a repeat of last year, asking to try harder. Ha ha. Can we have an example from Tuesday, please, Rabs?
I was hoping for the breast, white chicken, but preparing for the worst. German sausage.
He's trying to explain his joke and he can't even explain it. He can't even talk us through why it wasn't funny.
Good joke.
Oh my God. Y-Barty says, it's diabolical how fat is getting away with the recycled shite he comes out with on the regular. Yes. I'd scrap this feature and just replace with a turtle shagging a shoe.
Oh. That's how bad it is.
Simon says, piss off, Rabs. You and Billy should just move in together. Mm. He's not liking the fact that you keep, you know, encouraging him. Is that?
No, laughing. That's the main
thing. Very lenient he is. I agree.
Then on Wednesday, you stole a joke from Larry in the office about
wish I
police and Roxanne.
I should have known it.
His today was even worse.
Larry's?
Yeah.
What was it?
My kid likes to cause a scene by climbing into our tiny loft and playing the bongo loudly. It's a little drum attic.
Oh, see, Jim, that's what they get around here. Luckily, I'm here with the better joke.
Helping him out.
Yeah.
Right, I get it. Yeah.
Yesterday, what the hell was going on in that Triple MCG box?
No, it was weird.
Busy. Yep. Is this what you're wanting, this camera? All right, too close to yours with your big fat head.
Jim!
Yes!
Look at me when I talk to you! What are you looking at? Look at me!
First 2 days are the hardest!
Now, because you could...
Good joke, though.
Well, yeah, but you were both so close to the camera.
Real close.
You could see every detail.
You don't know that when
Bill,
you're...
Bill, you look like a testicle.
Yes!
Big bowling ball.
Yep.
Something like that. And, James, you could see very clearly as well.
What did he look like then?
Looked like James.
Better.
Oh,
a lot better than you.
What did he look
better than you?
He looked like James.
Oh, I look like James.
Because some of the comments this week have been
about his hair.
James and about the hair and what's that for men, just for men, all sorts of things.
Yes. So Bill? On the back of that, we have got an official Rush Hour... official Rush Hour statement, Jim.
Right,
can you see us here?
No.
Yes. Come over here. So this is from me, Rabsy, Rosie and Beersy, okay? Yes. We've put this together, Jim.
What have you put together?
Here they all are. Dear Rush Hour family.
Oh, you're all standing together. What's idiot Beersy doing there?
Shush, James.
This, stupid head on him.
This is a statement. Dear Rush Hour family, James Brayshaw's...
apology.
James Brayshaw's attempt to ambush the production team regarding his hair has forced us to provide a formal statement. District Brayshaw, Brayshaw has been exposed by the truth. We collectively, look at us all, stand here and we stand by the evidence that has been provided on air to the public. We will not back down from the fact that your hair has, maybe been... altered a little bit, okay? JB needs to accept this fate and we will provide education and rehab during this time for you, James. Billy, Rabs, Rosie and Beersy. Jim, what do you think of that?
Oh, that's the greatest lot of shit I've ever heard. Which has actually been the whole thing, but somehow you've managed to titillate yourself.
But you called it together the other day. We had to have a meeting with you and then we discussed it on air.
You know what I hope happens? What? I hope we get a complaint and it goes straight to you and then I will laugh.
And I'll deal with it.
Good.
Oh, God.
Because you did
It won't
have,
be the first one, by the way.
You did have red hair. That's
no,
that's
I, I've actually
that's
never
what,
had red
what
hair.
What trying to say. So don't have a go at the production
so, sucked
crew.
In, especially Beersy, who got ahead of himself. Righto. What else, Hose?
That's it. See you tomorrow for the Saturday Rub. Andrew Dillon is your guest at 12:45. And if the Mighty Pies win...
Ooh.
Somebody will come
from Collingwood.
Oh, nice.
Righto, good.
Right. We are looking forward to that ahead of Essendon and Hawthorn. Well done, Hose.
Thank you, Rosie.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Stop saying stupid things, mate.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
You didn't need the prop.
That's a visual prop to a horrifically bad joke.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
All right, Monday big show. Damo in always on a Monday. Always. We love that. And a special, special guest.
Who?
Gunter Steiner.
Oh, is he the F1
bloke? F1 legend, former Team Haas boss.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And, of course, now a part of the commentary team for Channel 10.
Yes.
And a very entertaining man. And we cannot wait to speak to him. So that's going to be a big Monday show. But now,
mm-hmm.
after a big Friday show,
mm-hmm.
we get some fruit.
Yes.
Save on selected Toyo passenger and SUV tyres at Tyre Power. Buy three, get one free at Tyre Power.
Billy, won't you tell a joke now? Oh, no. Cause you're not funny then.
Grow up.
At least not on purpose.
Oh. Stuck around for the week. Our friends at Tyre Power. Save on selected Toyo, passenger and SUV tyres at Tyre Power. Buy three, get one free at Tyre Power.
Well, is this the right camera, Rabbits?
Yes, it is.
Right.
Look at me when I speak to you.
Right.
This is a nice little nectarine, Jim.
All right. What does that mean? Bit of fruit.
Bit of fruit, yeah. Yeah. Oh, too close. Out.
Oh, right.
I can see your red hair. Out.
Here now, we are.
A husband. They just got married, by the way, husband and wife, Jimmy Boy. And the husband said to his wife, how often do you like sex? The wife said, infrequently. The husband said, is that one word or two?
Oh, my God.
Infrequently, Jimmy.
No, Bill. I don't need it explained.
It actually takes a while, but you get it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Poor old Jace has got no idea.
Oh. Poor old Jace has got to listen to that crap every bloody Friday. That's
like
why
that,
it's called
Jace?
Poor old Jace.
Oh,
Jace. There we are. Jace has given you the old.
Oh, get stuffed. He'd be out smoking. He wouldn't be there. Just sit back smoking the cherry, Jim.
Oh, my God.
There's another one, Dale. How that one go?
You certainly get it infrequently.
I do. One word.
Oh, my God. Happy weekend. Come on, North.
Shut up, Miguel.
There in bloody Sydney.
When's he on? He's been on episodes ago.